Yeah, I have. I think, I really do think that the younger guys look up to me, and that's really the main thing why I want to do good is because I want to show the younger guys how Arizona baseball is.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, how's it going?
Good. So, just tonight, what was working for you out there?
Really, I thought I had everything. I thought I had location with fastball, and then my off-speed pitches were effective tonight, and I was throwing them for strikes. And on the strikeout situations, I would throw them through the zone instead of keeping them up or burying them too much. So, really, I thought everything was working pretty well tonight.
No walks again. How important is that to you?
That's really big. That's just one of those things that, I mean, it's just unacceptable to have walks. But that's my goal every single game, to not have a walk and still compete to give our team a chance to win.
That eighth, was it hard for you coming out after the eighth being?
No, I wanted it. I wanted the ninth. I wanted to finish it. But.
I mean, yeah. You were back out here warming up again.
Yeah, I do that just because we had two long innings, and I didn't want to sit there and bind up or anything. So I just wanted to stay loose.
This being the first Friday night Pac-12 game, how important is that for this whole team?
It's huge. It is very huge. If we did what they did tonight, then we'd be down on ourselves. I know this team too much. I'm just glad we came out and we played hard, offensively, defensively, and pitching as well. And that's really the key. You just got to come out and play hard every game.
What's kind of been the biggest change for this team the last week and a half, 2 weeks?
Well, the practices. We are learning what Arizona baseball is all about through our practices, and I think it's showing in our games, and just the things that aren't acceptable, we are learning that they're not acceptable, and we're getting through it. It shows in our game, and I think it's the right thing.
Being done with those midweek series too, you think that's really going to help step forward with more practice time here?
I think it will. Yeah, I think it will, definitely. And also seeing Pac-12 arms every night for the hitters, and then Pac-12 hitting for the pitchers. Right. I think it'll kind of set in. Okay, we're here. How do we get better? You know, one of those things.
Defensively, how has Raymer at third really helped you?
He's gotten extremely better. At the beginning of the year, he was a good player, but right now, what he did tonight for me, I mean, there's no one else better at third base.
Is it a surprise at all how well he's adjusted at third base?
It is, because he really has never played it, but at the same time, he works hard, and it shows in his game, you know. Whenever you dive and make a catch for the pitcher, it gives you a lot of little boost, you know. Right. Give you a little something extra, you know. And him making that double play in the eighth was really big too. So he's definitely getting better, and he's going to get even better as the season goes on.
Schnabel on Sunday, kind of his first weekend start for real this time. Like, what kind of pointers did you give him?
I haven't talked to him at all yet, but I'll just say, just pound the strike zone and let them be what they want to be, which is an out. And you really can't walk these guys. The main thing is if you leave your pitch up, or if you double up and you miss your location at some points, they'll make it hurt. They're a good hitting team. So, and that's about it.
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. See you tomorrow, man. Good job.